Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state, and local community. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no? Can you be so kind?
No.
Share your opinion? No one in your family? Are you...
No.
Are you
wait a minute. Yes, yes, I'll do the poll. No, nobody works for those things.
I understood that, ma'am, and thank
I
you.
I wanted to
taking...
get it backwards.
No, I understood that. That's why I move forward.
Okay.
But thank you for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Oh my God,
yes,
I'm 67.
No?
I'm an old lady, 67.
Yeah, nice to meet you, ma'am. Pleasure talking to you. I know it's your long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or
yes,
you will not vote? Definitely?
I will vote 100%.
Should I record your answer as definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, I believe we already mentioned it, but I'm required to refer verbatim. What is your, can you please tell me, what is your age, please?
67.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? White, Caucasian?
White.
Black, white. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
With a,
now,
a dropper full of Cherokee. Not much. Not enough to claim.
Nice mix. So. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and non-favorable, and 50-50 is that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay? Now, you measure any number depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion, or have never heard the person or organization, please say so. Now, the first one is Janelle Bynum. What number from 0 to 100? And I don't know if I
do I
that
like
right.
her or
no,
it,
from 0 to 100.
Know about her.
No, from 0 to 100 is like 0, very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means very warm and favorable person.
Okay.
That person.
Okay.
And what
so
number
put
would
her
you
about
give?
1 to 10, 7.
Thank you. No, but that would be for 0 to 100.
That
was still 7. Yeah. No,
not 7, 75.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm not giving anybody that low. That's
well, I, you know, that's what I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Now, how about J.B. McLeod Skinner from 0 to 100?
Jamie McLeod Skinner.
Yes.
Give her 75, too.
Thank
I've
you.
Only heard her name, though.
I understood. It's just a number that we need so we can move right along. I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Probably Jamie.
Okay. Thank you.
I've seen her on TV. So.
Oh, okay. Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, and have you recently read, seen or heard anything about Janelle Bynum? Just a lot, just some, just only a little?
I've seen ads on TV, a few.
So how should I record your answer? Just some or just
what
only
is it?
A little?
Is that, is it 1 to 70? What's the choices?
No, the choices is
a little.
A lot. Okay, just only a little? Should I record that as your answer? Okay, now.
Yeah.
And do, what you read, see or heard about Janelle Bynum, make you more or less likely to support her for Congress. Well, that would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely. Those are your choices.
Okay, so somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience on the line. And what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, for what you have read, seen, or heard. If you can mention just one thing.
She just seemed like she was an honest person.
Can you be more specific, please?
Well, no, that kind of sounded like I needed to read her lines, didn't it?
What makes you think that way, though? You know, that's the thing we're trying to pinpoint right
just
now.
Just the things that she said that she would do.
Okay, for her, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. The last
different
few questions, okay. Just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish this up. What's the last year of school that you have completed?
Last year of school? I have two associates. What?
That would
children?
That would be postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
No, go the other way. I guess maybe it would say some college. Does it say that?
Okay, some college of vocational certificate or college graduate,
okay,
bachelor's
degree.
They
don't always put associate's degree. That goes under some.
Some college, okay. Oh,
yeah,
because okay.
That's like
okay.
A two-year degree is what it is.
Understood. Are you married or living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married and living with my husband. You sit
thank
right
you,
here.
Ma'am. And tell him I say hello. Do you have any children?
He says
18,
hello.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger that live in your household?
No.
Yes or no? Thank you.
I don't.
And
I have kids, but they're older.
I understand. And very proud mom, I believe. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you, ma'am. How would you describe the areas where you live, urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban, right, Finn?
What?
We live in the urban area. Yeah, we're in the city of Portland.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Thank you for sharing your opinion, okay? Good night, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I hope I gave you a little bit of humor.
Oh, you
I
did a lot. Believe me, my day. Bye-bye, man. Thank you.
All right.
Very kind
take
of you.
Take care of
bye-bye.
Yourself. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.